I'm reading the third scroll, which is on persistence. And I want you to go through this with me. I'm actually going to read it to you right now. I will persist until I succeed. In the Orient, young bulls are tested for the fight arena in a certain manner. Each is brought to the ring and allowed to attack a picador who pricks them with a lance. The bravery of each bull is then rated with care according to the number of times he demonstrates his willingness to charge in spite of the sting of the blade. Guys, I don't care whether you cared for a new patient or didn't. I don't care if three people dropped out. I don't care if somebody asked for a recoupment check from you. You don't have a right to retreat. Retreat is not allowed. Henceforth, I will recognize that each day I am tested by life in like manner. If I persist, if I continue to charge forward, which is what I'm asking to do with these seven steps, I will succeed. I will persist until I succeed. I was not delivered unto this world in defeat, nor does failure course in my veins. I am not a sheep waiting to be prodded by my shepherd. I am a lion, and I refuse to talk, to walk, to sleep with the sheep. I will hear not those who weep and complain, for their disease is contagious. Let them join the sheep. The slaughterhouse of failure is not my destiny. I will persist until I succeed. The prizes of life are at the end of each journey, not near the beginning. And it is not given to me to know how many steps there are necessary in order to reach my goal. Failure I may still encounter at the thousandth step, yet success hides behind the next bend in the road. Never will I know how close it lies unless I turn the corner. Always will I take another step. If that is of no avail, I will take another and yet another. In truth, one step at a time is not too difficult. Guys, I'm asking you at the end of every session, be it an AM or PM, you do not simply leave the house. If you've cared for a new patient, smile, thank God, write a prayer down, and go have lunch. If it's a PM session and you've cared for a new patient, kneel down at your desk, thank God for a glorious day, and then walk out that door. But if you did not care for a new patient, you do not leave for lunch, or you do not walk out that door without persisting. That's all I'm asking of you, is to persist, to always take one more step. Henceforth, I will consider each day's efforts as but one blow of my blade against the mighty oak. The first blow may cause not a tremor in the wood, nor the second, nor the third. Each blow of itself may be trifling and seem of no consequence. Yet, from childish swipes, the oak will eventually tumble. And so it will be with my efforts of this day. I will be likened to the raindrop who washes away the mountain, the ant who devours a tiger, the star which brightens the earth, the slave who builds a pyramid. I will build my castle one brick at a time, for I know that small attempts repeated will complete any undertaking. I will persist until I succeed, and I will never consider defeat. And I will remove from my vocabulary such words and phrases as quit, cannot, unable, impossible, out of the question, improbable, failure, unworkable, hopeless, and retreat. We do not retreat in TLC. If you remember me reading you the story about the life of Borden, we do not retreat.